inner hall of life.
Really fell off the deep end, really fell off the deep end, fell in love with my best friend, fell in love with my best friend.
Turn up the dicks in here, baby. You know what I mean? Want you to see every dick, want you to see all of the dicks.
I think we can cut it there. Okay. All of the dicks.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, a sex, love, and dating podcast hosted by
two black feminist polyamorous women living in New York City.
Woo!
Proud of our identities.
Mad proud.
No more self-deprecating humor.
No, we like ourselves. She's clapping a little too long there. So this week is another short episode. We are still recording a web series.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for tuning in.
It's gonna be a good web series.
Oh, it's gonna be so fucking dope.
Are you gonna watch it?
Oh, you gotta watch it. Why wouldn't they watch it?
So you guys can follow along for this episode, this crazy ass episode, at hashtag Interho Uprising on Twitter and wherever the fuck else you live tweet and stuff. Fan of the week is Sam.
Yeah. Because
last week was Shanika. And that's
exactly.
It. And...
Wait, but also because Sam is great. We all like Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's all right. She's an okay person.
So today we're talking about travel sex. Travel and sex. Sex while away.
Yeah.
From your literal home.
You know? This is like our fuck me, but it's solely dedicated to our travel, our sexy tales abroad.
Or broad. Because I didn't go anywhere over fucking seas.
Sometimes in other state lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Abreast.
Yeah. Okay.
So Sam's gonna go first because she's got some luscious, delicious stories of dick and titulation in
Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Do people actually pronounce it like that?
The Spanish did. Anyway, so last year I went to Jamaica. How do I make this interesting? You guys have to be really engaged.
Y'all
you guys gotta ask me questions.
What did you go to Jamaica for?
So there's this thing called Dream Weekend.
Oh,
should I say
that? Yes.
Okay, so Dream Weekend is basically, it's like around the time of Jamaica's independence. So there's like Emancipation Day, which is the time that all the slaves were freed, and then there's the actual independence from the British, and they happen in the same week. So I guess liquor companies and party promoters were like, let's profit
the fuck off this.
So for the past couple of years they have this thing called Dream Weekend where, and there was also another thing, but whatever. Dream Weekend is, like, now the only thing that exists there. But basically, they have a whole bunch of people who live there and from abroad, and they come and they stay in the grill for this 1 week, and there's, like, two parties a day for, like, 5 to 7 days straight, and there's, like, all-inclusive liquor, and sometimes there's food, and you get in the party for free, and all the parties have themes, and everybody dresses like a hoe and fucks, and it's all a good time.
Yeah.
So the first time I went there, I didn't fuck anyone.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Thanks, Akeem.
I'm so sorry.
Our relationship was monogamous. But the second time, I was a hoe, and it was like a fresh hoe. It was like 2 months after, like months after.
Newborn hoe.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, so all me and my friends had like hoe missions when we got there. So one of my friends, Angelina, she had a hoe mission from the previous year, right? We saw these two very large men, and they were aptly named amongst us the large men. They had like huge bodies. They were like huge upper bodies. They were covered in tattoos and stuff like that.
Oh, that's hot.
And I feel like the year that we went before, like 2014, we were like kind of on fleek, but 2015 we were like, this is our year. We're gonna look really good and we're gonna conquer all of this dick. So the year before, she was just like, he was like walking past us and we were like going somewhere else, and she just saw his body and she's like, Sam, that's the guy. That's the guy.
That's what I want.
And then she just like touched his body. She sexually assaulted him a little bit.
What?
He didn't ask for that. So she just rubbed on his chest, and then he was like, it was weird. He kind of just like looked at her like, I know, but get off me because I'm going somewhere. And she kind of just got off and like stared into space at him or whatever. And
wait,
that was that.
I can't believe she did that.
Yeah, you know, it's a crazy time.
Wow.
Everybody's hot and drunk.
But everybody's around. Wait, where was this? It's on the street?
This was at one of the parties.
Okay, that's... I just imagine it happening on a street.
No. But that still doesn't make it okay.
So
you know?
She groped a man, and he was like, I understand, this happens to me quite often.
Yeah, okay, another thing about them is that, like, they're both shirtless the entire time. Ugh. Like, at every single party. Like, one of the things that, like, I feel like Caribbean people and Jamaicans pride themselves off of is, like, our sense of style. And their style is just, like,
their bodies.
Shorts and the fact that they have awesome tattoos, and it's just... This is my shirt. They call it their vacation uniform on their Instagrams.
Oh, my God.
So they do it on Instagrams?
Wait, let me find them.
Oh, yeah, let's find them. So that was, like, her hoe mission or whatever. Her hoe mission for... Oh, and then, coincidentally, like, that year that we came back in 2014, we were just seeing a whole bunch of people who we met at Dream Weekend or who we saw at Dream Weekend because, I don't know, there's just, like, mad Jamaicans and Queens and stuff like that. So those two guys...
They live nearby.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what? The one that Angelina was interested
he
in.
He could pick me up.
Now, that's the thing. He probably would, though.
I would love to have, like, some standing sex where he just bounces me up and down on his dick while we're standing.
Okay.
Or he could just put me against a wall.
That is probably what would happen.
Oh, my God.
I think I could arrange that. Sam. Let me go on with the story. That was my friend Angelina's home mission. And then another one of my friends, Ashley, she
not
actually
even
had met.
Now.
Clear your mind. Oh, and then I can show you his brother.
Clear your mind so I can show you the other
one
guy.
Of my friends, Ashley, she actually met her current boyfriend at Dream last year and currently dates him now and was dating him when we went this year. So, you know. It wasn't a hoe mission. She was just with her nigga, you know?
Yeah. Hoe with a nigga.
And then another one of my friends who didn't get to go with us last year, Janice, that was like one of her first vacations in a while or whatever. So it was just like, yeah, whatever. So nobody else really had a hoe mission except for Angelina. And then my hoe mission, as soon as I got there, I was just like, guys, I'm going to fuck a DJ. I don't know where it came from. I just like music, I guess. I don't know. And they were like, yeah, Sam, you will fuck a DJ.
They all lend me their positive energy.
I have great friends, really. I don't know how
to they'd been bad friends, it wouldn't have happened.
Here's the other guy. So we get ready. It's the first party. The first party's, like, on a beach. And most of the parties are on a beach or whatever.
Oh,
and we're all dressed like hoes. But not really. We're just wearing bathing suits or whatever. We come. I have, like, this pink and blue thing on. I have this cool hat. Everything's cool. We had those flash tattoos going on. Everything's fun and sweet. It was raining. It was hot. We get there. And we see the stage. And my friend is like, Sam, that's the guy you're gonna fuck. And I looked at the stage and I was like, yeah, that is the guy I'm gonna fuck. That's what's gonna happen. That's the DJ Sam's gonna fuck.
So we're like, how do we make this happen?
So I'm like, we go to the front of the stage and we dance mad sexy, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And we're doing that and I don't think he was really paying attention or whatever. So this guy's like, he's a fairly decent DJ in Jamaica or whatever. Like one of my friends who... Because I've been going there for years or whatever. One of my friends who lives there was like, are you trying to fuck that guy? He's kind of famous. And I was like, pussy gets wet immediately. Kind of famous. That's all I need. You can have a podcast with 100 listens. I'd love you. I think you're Jesus. Yeah, or whatever. That's who he is. Won't say his name. That's weird.
Call him Jesus. Nah, not Moses.
DJ Jesus?
Moses.
DJ Moses?
Muhammad? Like, I'm just trying to help with names.
Carl.
DJ Carl.
Okay.
Carl. DJ Ritz Cracker.
I'll do Carl.
Sorry.
So we're all dancing, and I don't know if he was paying attention or not. Drunk the whole time or whatever. But some guy on stage is interested in my friend Angelina.
Okay.
So she's talking to him or whatever, and I'm just like, hey, yo, put in the good word for a hoe really quick. And she's like, yeah, you see my friend over here in the pink and blue hat? She's interested in the DJ on stage. And he's like, yeah, man. Yeah. But he didn't actually do anything, right? Because he never got on stage. He didn't make
what
a call.
The hell?
He didn't do anything.
She's like, nice
but
to know.
But all of a sudden, I was being pulled on stage with my other friend, Ashley. How the fuck did that happen?
He must have just been doing a great job.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It was all on my own accord?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
I mean, unless they were just pulling girls up randomly and it was like God's luck.
Maybe.
Or
God intervening.
Maybe, because then what happens is weird. So then we're just on stage and it's like, well, we gotta twerk, obviously, Ashley. And then we start twerking and I saw the pictures.
What kind of twerk?
What do you mean, what kind of twerk?
There's like different ways of twerking. Was it like a...
Are there?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like wide stance, hand on thighs. Shake your ass to the beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For how long?
Also, like a couple of minutes.
Okay.
The guy who pulled us on stage, we thought it was a random ass large man. It's the most famous cricket player in the world, apparently. I forgot what his name is.
What?
Oh, fuck.
I forgot what his name is. I gotta go next time.
Chris Gayle, I think, is his name.
Next time you go.
He's like the most famous cricket player in Jamaica, big cricket player in the world. Pulls us on stage. My friend Ashley is uncomfortable by his presence because she's like, why is this large man next to me? She disrespected him. When she got off stage, her boyfriend is like, you know who you just disrespected? That was Chris Gayle. She's like, who the fuck is that? And then also, looking back on the pictures, apparently our twerk... Ugh, I wish I could show you guys. I can't find it right now. But the twerk just didn't look that good. It's because of the... I think it was because of the cut of the swimsuit. Like, we both have fat booties, but it just didn't make our booties look fat enough. Anyway, so that all happened. It's like, crazy. This is the first night we have twerked on stage. We're on stage, pulled on stage by a famous cricket player. All these amazing things are happening. So we are on stage, and I'm like, but... And then we're, like, being escorted off stage or something like that. It's just our time to be off stage or whatever. Other things are happening. And then I'm like, but the guy wants to fuck is over there. So do I start walking over there or no? But for some reason, I was just walking over there. And some other person was like, no, you go down there. And I was like, but DJ Carl, try to talk to him. And then somebody was like, I'll bring him over for you. It's like, how did I get such access?
Maybe you said it with such confidence.
Drunken Sam. Yeah.
It's like, but I need to talk to him. I need to discuss something with him.
Business matters. All business.
You probably look like everybody else, like a hot, like a gorgeous woman.
I guess
just
so.
Just chilling. And he was like, oh, no, I'll bring him to you. You just can't be. Maybe he was like he or she was trying to just get you off the stage. Like, all right, I'll bring him this way. And then
Yeah. So I'm walking downstage and besides the stage or whatever, but on the lower level where everybody else is. And then he's just walking down. And I'm like, wow, I guess this is happening. Why was it that easy, you know? but like, he's like, do you have a number in Jamaica? And I'm like, no. And then I think it was my friend's boyfriend who came in clutch and gave me his phone. And
nice.
He got his phone number and it was just like, shit, it's fucking lit from here on out. So the next day... Or that night or something like that, because I guess that was a day party. Or maybe it was the next morning because I didn't want to be too thirsty. I don't know. You know those situations where your friends just craft everything for you because you can't quite do it? It was like they were crafting the text for me.
Like you were sexting that girl.
Yes, exactly. From the previous episode, yes. And they were just like, say, or maybe I made this up myself. Hey, DJ Carl, it's Sam. The girl with the, my hair was half green and half black.
Oh, yeah, it looked great.
Very noticeable, very noticeable. The girl with the green and black locks. And he was like, what's up, baby girl, or whatever. And it was lit the whole time. Skipping forward, he, like, dubbed me at one party. And then we met up at another party, and we were just by the DJ booth or whatever. And I was wearing absolutely nothing. You know that black bodysuit that I wear?
The full body
it one? Like makes my boobs look very huge. It's a black, not the full body suit, it's like it looks like a black shirt when I normally wear it, but underneath it's a bodysuit.
I may not have known it was a bodysuit.
It's a very small snap, and then my ass is just out. I was wearing that without pants.
Wow.
So that's what was happening. And I also had mouse ears on. It was an all black party. I was trying to do a thing or whatever. I was trying to be creative.
You wearing underwear?
I was wearing a thong, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so my ass was completely out. But it wasn't like complete. It wasn't like a cut, you know? It was like fully coverage of the ass. It was just a lot of ass.
Yeah.
So met up with him backstage, and he was just like holding on to me mad hard. And I was like, all right, I guess this is it. I guess this is the night where I fuck this DJ.
It wasn't.
Several of my friends left because they were just tired or whatever, but my one friend with the boyfriend came in clutch. Stayed with me until it was time for me to, like, part ways, because I was gonna go with him or whatever, because he was like, I'm kidnapping you tonight, And I was like, all right, it's lit. So what happened after that? He kept saying, I have to, like, DJ a couple of more sets, mm-hmm. and then I'll come back to you. So that was happening or whatever. But, like, in between, he, like, smacked my ass really hard. And wow. I was like, wow, this guy's expressing ownership of me. Like, I am his tonight. Like, we are fucking tonight. And then the party finally ended, and I went in his car, and it was, like, a really fast car or whatever, but we were stuck in traffic, so it was stupid that it was a fast car. And we were heading back to his hotel, and he was talking to me about so much stuff, and I was so drunk, and I just did not care what he was saying. And he was like, you're a quiet one. I was like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to say to you. Exactly. And that was it. Like, we went back. He talked for a little bit. And he, like, let
the
me...
details of the sex? What do you mean that was
no,
it?
No, I'm saying we went to his hotel
oh,
or whatever.
Okay. Oh, gotcha.
And, like, he, like, put his... He, like, gave me his laptop or whatever, and he was like, you don't break that. That's my livelihood right there. And he, like, let me play in his staccato and stuff like that. And I was like, this is kind of cool. And I guess he went into the bathroom to shave his balls or brush his teeth or whatever the fuck they do before
whatever
they have sex.
Whatever he has to do.
Yeah. And he came out and... He was, like, lying on the bed or whatever, and then he had to, like, get up or whatever, and then he, like, took a phone call or whatever and came back, and he was like, yeah, so back to business. What were we doing? He was like, oh, that's right, relaxing. Isn't that kind of weird that he said that? Then we started making out. Then we fucked. It was... The sex wasn't spectacular by any means. It was okay.
Wasn't it spectacular?
Wasn't that freaky. We only went one round. He did not have a condom. I had a condom because...
Wow,
kinda fuck.
Smart.
He usually always carry condoms, so. But, so we were, like, getting into it, and I didn't want to, like, pull out my condom because it was, like, halfway across the room. And I was like, do you have a condom? And he was like, no, but my pull-out game is proper or something like that. I'm nope. like, I'm not even, like, from here. I'm, like, a rando girl from a different country.
Yeah, you could have.
Why would you fuck me raw?
You could have anything.
I could have everything.
That's why,
like in one
and that's
moment.
Why you wouldn't want to fuck him raw.
Exactly.
How many girls has he fucked raw?
Exactly.
From, like, wherever.
Exactly. So the next morning, or maybe it was during, like, after, that night afterwards, I was like, why do you carry condoms, man? And he was like, oh, I didn't expect to get sex at Dream. And I was like, you're a DJ, and everyone here is drunk off their ass.
Unless...
What do you mean you didn't expect to have sex here?
Unless he means
and you
it.
Gave me your number, unless he means it?
Because, like, you did say it was really easy. So maybe there's some unspoken code that DJs don't fuck at Dream. And you were just way
that's
against the
lie.
Code.
That's a lie.
No, it's definitely a lie.
That's a lie.
He was
also,
lying.
Before he, like, hit me up when he was, like, not being responsive, probably because he was, like, DJing, there was another DJ, and... I don't know. He was, like, hitting on my friends, so all of the DJs fuck. There was, like, another DJ who was there with his girl, and he was fucking his girl. Everybody was fucking. It's Dream Weekend.
He didn't want
you
to
fuck.
Say
that's
that
the thing you do.
Sexually irresponsible and putting himself and his partners
he
in risk.
He also said that condoms are, like, rough there or whatever. Mm. And then after experiencing my American condom, he was like, it wasn't so bad. But still, man, you know?
Yeah, condoms are important.
That, huh?
Important if you have them, you know. Better, it's better to have a rough condom than no condom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, what was that? Maybe that was like the third person I fucked post Akeem. I don't really remember. I think I gave him head with condom for a little bit. He didn't give me head. Didn't really expect him to. And that was really it. There was one part where I was just letting myself get fucked and enjoying it. You know, when you're just in your zone?
Yeah.
And he was like, push back on it. And
I
was
I remember.
I don't want to right now, but I did anyway, because it's all a challenge.
accept every challenge.
Yeah, and then it was over, and we fell asleep, and then my friends kept calling him because they thought he had kidnapped me, and they, like, searched online for, like, his real name and stuff like that, and they were going to find out what hotel he was staying at and come and get me in case I had been nabbed. But it's like, why would this semi-famous DJ kidnap me? During the most, like, highlighted time
yeah.
in the country.
Now isn't the time.
Not
he's gonna
yet.
Do it once the case dies down.
Once everything dies down, Sam
I
gets
have this
kidnapped.
I fear that you've told this story before on the podcast.
No, I didn't. Then we woke up, and it was so cold, and I was like, can you please turn off the AC? And he wouldn't do it. He was just like, cold, yeah? And then he, like, rolled over. Like, what the fuck? That really pissed me off.
He's probably just asleep.
He was probably just asleep. He had worked. He had worked, and then he fucked some girl. It was
yeah,
a long day for
tired.
Him. I understand that. But I just... I just felt slighted, you know? I think that I eventually found the AC and then I turned it off and then it was so fucking hot in there. There was no way to win. and then we officially like woke up and stuff and saw that all my friends had freaked out or whatever and blah, blah, blah. You didn't get me any breakfast. Like, fuck.
What? Man.
But I didn't ask for any. But still.
No, you offered.
I was like the cheapest.
Did you get a cup of water? Mm-mm. So that's fucked up.
I was the cheapest. You know what I did get? Secondhand smoke. We went outside to his patio and he like smoked and told me about his whole life. And I was like,
I don't care.
Do I particularly care? Do I particularly care? Nah, not really.
Just wanted to fuck you.
No, it was a cool story. He's had like a rough life. I think I like him with rough lives. And then we were getting ready to leave. And then I wasn't even making that much noise, right? But he gets a phone call and he's like, shh. I'm like, okay. But I didn't know if he said shh because I was making too much noise or if because there was something like interesting happening on the phone. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll shut up. So then he's like, he didn't mention why I was told to shut up or anything like that. And we're just walking to his car and I'm wearing like his shorts because I had that ass out thing.
Yeah.
And it's just not good to
it's
wear
not
that
okay
ass
in the day.
Exactly. I mean, if it was at a party in the day,
it's perfect.
But just like in the morning
the
before
street.
The parties have started.
Yeah, nah.
So he gave me some shorts and I still have those shorts because I steal shorts on purpose and any other item of clothing that a guy will give me. But so people are like all seeing us walking or whatever. They're like, hey, DJ blah, blah, yeah. And then we're in the car and we're just talking about, like, life and cancer or something like that. And then that song Cheerleader by Omi comes on.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
I'm very American pop.
I don't know. That guy's actually from Jamaica, though, Omi.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I don't know how that made him start talking about. He was just like, I love this song. And then all of a sudden, like, I missed something that he said. He was talking about the fact that he's in a serious relationship and that all Jamaican guys are dogs. And I like check back because I was just like tuning him out. And I check back in and I'm like, wait, what? Not that I care that much, but it's just like, where did we get from there to that or whatever? And he says basically the person who called was not his girl, but he was like, it's basically my sister-in-law. And he's like, wait, but no, I'm not married. It's not like that or anything.
Why did he have to say anything?
I don't know. I didn't ask, nor did I care.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically that was his girl's sister or whatever, and that's why I had to shut up. Yeah, and then he's just like, so, do you have any guys back at home? You're going to forget me when you go back home? You're going to forget little Jamaican old me? And I was like, in my head, I have a Jamaican nigga who I fuck on a daily basis, but whatever, nobody cares.
he doesn't care. He's not looking to hear that.
Yeah.
He wants to hear no.
So then he drops me off at my place or whatever, and then I'm like, well, am I gonna see you again? And he's like, yeah, sure. And I kissed him. Why did I do that? I didn't even brush my teeth. That's kind of gross. But yeah, and then I went inside, and then I'll do part two after you do
this. All right. Yeah. Part two.
Yeah.
Sam trip to Jamaica. So I guess so my story takes place in good old San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Just some really nice times having sex over there. Just great. So
like
basically
sex.
John's family there, he's got some family there. So when we go, we hang out and they're fairly well off.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really lovely house that like over the like, back of their house is just windows. Oops. The back of their house is just windows and you like look out and you can see like the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Like the clouds coming in and out. And the first, I think it was the first time we went to San Francisco. I think John and I don't know. So it was basically the biggest bed I'd ever experienced in my life.
Wow. A California king bed.
You know, that's probably exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
In California.
Yeah.
So it was just mad pretty. I was like, wow, people are rich. Because mm-hmm. they were very, very wealthy people.
Yeah.
Very nice people. Mm-hmm. Very wealthy people. So we were like, wow, like the kind of bed where like I could lay on one side. John could be three people away,
mm-hmm.
and if he like jumps up and down on the bed, I think it's also Tempur-Pedic. If he were to jump up and down, I could not feel
anything. That's an amazing.
It was crazy.
That's the type of bed I need in my life.
And there was also a lot of weed. So that day,
copious amounts of weed.
Yeah. So that day, we had some coffee beans,
mm-hmm.
just some like espresso coffee bean weed cannabis thing. It was great. It was delicious.
That was the thing that happened.
And so we had sex 5 times.
Wow.
In one day. Or at least John came 5 times. I came many more times.
Wow.
Because it's the kind of life I live.
So was it like 15 times? Like, how many times was
it? Who knows? I mean,
countless.
It would be 10 or 10 plus then, in that case. So it was just like the most positions we've ever tried out because bed is fucking massive.
It's like just all in the bed.
It's like perfect. Like John can just like stand. Oof, it was his aunt and uncle's bed. But they told us that it was our room. You know, we changed the sheets.
It's like, do you guys not expect us to fuck?
Yeah,
this
we're
bed?
A couple. We're young.
We're young.
We're gonna fuck all over your bed.
I just don't think they expected 5 times.
No, definitely
like,
maybe
not. Once or twice. We could live with that.
Maybe all the time, every day.
No. Fuck all over this bed. Every
it was
position.
Like, wow, sorry. Mm-hmm. So the bed is like the perfect height where like John could just be standing and like, yeah. Psh, 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 psh. Wow. That's the penetration sound.
That
and
I like. That
it was
I
like perfect.
Yeah.
It was just so much. It was just such a big
bed.
Were
the sheets very soft and stuff?
The sheets were so soft. And they were also like the golden color.
Wow.
So it was like I was just bathed in these soft blankets, and like there was mad sun. You looked out the window, and like it was just like a painting, basically. It's like fuck paintings when you have like a nice view.
Yeah, seriously.
It was so nice. Wow. I guess that might just be the story.
That's
sex
good.
5 times in one day in San Francisco.
That's amazing. On your aunt's bed.
My aunt-in-law's bed.
Yeah.
Not that John and I are married yet.
One day.
Yeah, one day. And then the next day we were trying to like beat the record. We only got up to 3 times.
Aww. I'm trying to think. What was the most times I've had sex in a day? Maybe like 3 or 4.
Okay.
A swollen-ass vagina sometimes.
You know.
Was there like a lot of lube going on?
Yes, there was a lot of lube. I don't know if it was coconut oil at that point, though. Uh-huh. It was early in our relationship, so we hadn't discovered coconut oil yet. And then
the
another time.
Coconut oil.
So downstairs, so sometimes we stay downstairs, mm-hmm. which is basically its own apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So gorgeous.
I love this place.
2 massive beds.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 2 queen beds, like, put next to each other facing another giant window, mm-hmm. looking into their, like, gorgeous-ass motherfucking garden. Ah, so there's this place. So there's, like, the Mission, which is, like, the Williamsburg of San Francisco. So
okay.
It's, like, very hipstery, except it's cheap as fuck. Like, I go there and I get, like, 15 sweaters for $15.
Mm-hmm.
It's, my spot. Mm-hmm. And there's the Castro, and the Castro is, like, the West Village, like, very, like, gay pride.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know why I told you about the Mission. So just the Castro is the important part.
Okay.
So John and I were walking around there. And I got, we walked into this, like, sex shop, because there's so many of them. And I got, like, my first ever, like, sexy outfit thing.
Ooh.
And it was, like, it's the kind of thing where, like, it's in my closet right now, and it looks like just a bunch of strings bundled up.
Yeah, yeah, but
it's
when just, you put that on.
It's, like, and it was, like, it was so tight. It was just, like, didn't really quite go over my ass.
Oh, no.
It was crazy. But it was fun, you know, I was just wearing it.
Uh-huh.
And that was the day, so I wore that. And it was, like, middle of the day. It was high, obviously. And this was when we were back home. And I was like,
so you just, like, go in the bathroom, put it on, and you walked out, and you were like, John.
I was like, John, I'm going to. Well, this is the plan was, John, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
You're going to wake me up in 20 minutes with head. And so that's what...
Because that's what I like, baby, yeah.
And that's what happened.
That's
and it
dope.
Was excellent.
Wow.
It's such a nice feeling.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, I'm awake. Oh, I'm awake. I'm
so awake right now.
And then I also, like... What is it, like a mustache riding? Just sat on his face.
Yeah, I love that.
In an expert
favorite
way.
Pastime.
I was very I felt like I had accomplished something with it.
Yeah.
I think those are the sex stories.
Those are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next time you guys are going back to San Francisco.
You guys can come, hopefully.
Okay. We just can't fuck.
C-U-M. You can. Just tell us and we won't be there.
Is it always a great sex time in San Francisco?
Yeah. Unless I have my period. Except last time when I was deathly ill.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
That was no fun.
That sucks.
Jamaica Part 2.
Jamaica Part 2. So, it was just like, yeah, whatever, man. Probably gonna just try to fuck this DJ one last time before I go about my business or whatever.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that, I became the thirstiest of all hoes. But, like, why did I become that? But let's skip back to the large men and the barbers.
Ah.
So it was also the first day, but it was the night, I think. We were at a party, and it was kind of like a lame party. Like, some of the parties are just, like, A couple of the parties are just concerts, basically, and there was, like, a whole bunch of performers who I had already seen, like, from previous years or, like, reggae concerts around here, so I just didn't care that much. We were all a little bit bored, so somebody was performing. I think it was, like, Idonia or something like that, and my friends had friends there. Angelina had friends there, and she went to get high with one of her friends there, and me and my friend Janice went with her. And we're just, like, bored and stuff like that. So we just tell Janice, like, find Angelina's guy. And she goes and she spots him out somehow in this crowd of, like, thousands of fucking people.
And anyone could be there. He didn't have to be there that night.
Yeah, exactly. But he was. And Jeez. She spotted him out. And he wasn't even, like, on the edges. He was, like, well in the crowd. How did she get him? I think she saw his brother. And then she, like, looked around the vicinity and he was there. So I'm like... Here's the plan, guys. I don't think I was high, but I was probably drunk. But my friend Angelina was very, very high. Like, not the situation where she wants to, like, hit on a guy. But we were just like, yeah, let's do it now. So I'm like, here's the plan, guys. We just stand really, really close to him. And then when a whining song comes on, Angelina just goes next to him and she starts whining like crazy. Right? Right? That's the plan. And everybody's like, yeah. So that point happens. And Angelina is just standing there.
Oh,
like, is she
no.
even a human being at this point? Like, she's, like, alien high. Like, she's, like, weird. Everything is strange high. And I'm like, oh, fuck. But we got to get this man's attention. So I start whining. Because he was also next to this girl who was, she was short, light skin, had a fat butt, locks, and a septum piercing.
Wow.
She was me. Wow. There was a woman who looked just like me standing next to him on the other side, and he was interested in her, and I was just like, nope, we gotta do this for Angelina, so I'm gonna whine my butt and make him come over to us. Right, exactly. So I started, and he was just like, he was like actually like dancing on her, but like looking over towards us, and I'm like, all right, missions are getting accomplished, just gotta whine really hard. Come on, Angelina, join in. Still alien high, just doing nothing.
No.
Just like, Sam, Sam, I don't know what to do, Sam. I'm like, you gotta whine. You gotta move your body. And then Janice is kind of just there, like, smiling. Nothing there either. Just wasn't that much support, guys.
She too was high.
She wasn't, though. She was not high. I just don't know what
She's
occurred.
She's not helping.
She found him and she was done. She was like, I've done
it. I did my part.
Exactly. Sam, it's your turn now. So eventually, like, he's just turned around and he's like in our circle or whatever.
Wow. And he just like, left that other girl.
Yeah, he did. He
wow.
left. He left one version of me for
Another.
Me. Yeah.
the real me.
Just his type or whatever. And he was just like your hair and all this stuff or whatever. And I think we exchanged numbers and. Okay, we exchanged numbers, but I was like, yeah, just put it in Angelina's phone. Put it in Angelina's phone. Because I was like, I want her to have his number, not me or whatever. But now his eyes were just, like, still on me. What did I try to do?
You were the smoke signal.
I tried to have her dance with me so that he could be attracted to both of us. And we were doing that for a little bit, and he was dancing on both of us. But then, I don't know, it was just, like, me again at some point. So we couldn't shake him or whatever. And then, yeah, just fucked up. Everything fucked up.
Yeah.
He just was on me for the entire... He was on me for the entire trip. And then the plan after that was, all right, so I'm just gonna, like, bring this guy around one day, and I'm gonna tell him to bring his brother, and you just fuck his brother, Angelina, because they're basically twins, you know?
It's the same package.
Exactly. And then that was the plan, but, like,
I fucked both brothers.
I ended up fucking both brothers, and Angelina just recorded. She just sat in the corner like, Sam! Sam! No, that's not what happened. I kept trying to, like, hit him. Like, we had made, like, one or two plans for him to come by me, and I was like, bring your brother or whatever, but when I would be like, bring your brother, he just wouldn't respond or whatever.
Oh, wow.
And we never, like...
That's weird.
...got together or anything like that. At another point, we were at a party again, and it was me and Angelina. I was like, let's just do this dance on each other thing again or whatever. And I think he grabbed both of our asses or whatever, implying that either he wanted me or a threesome. And I was like, I don't think we want to do that. Like, you're like my sister. I don't want to have a threesome with you, bro. So that all occurred And then one night we were in the van, and this is the story that I told during the public sex story or whatever, where his leg was just on my thigh, and then it was on my clit.
I didn't. His leg was on you?
Sorry, his hand.
It's like, jeez.
His leg was on my clit.
That's,
he was kneeing me in the clitoris. No. Yeah. So, yeah, just got fingered in that van or whatever, and she was right there, and...
Well...
Mission just not accomplished or whatever. And then after we got back to New York, tried once again for him to bring, like, his brother around, and we tried to, like, get his brother to, like, one of my friends, as she was leaving the airport, she said, oh, my friend is interested in you, because she saw the brother, and she was like, here, add her on Instagram or whatever, and he added her like 2 days later, but he never said anything, so it just never occurred.
Never was fulfilled.
Yeah, the mission was not accomplished.
Because you were there and present and going for it, but on her behalf, I just feel like you put out the initial energy, that's what they received, and that's all it was.
Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Just fuck.
It's hard to be a wingman.
Yeah, right? I completely fucked that up. That might mean that I'm the worst wingman in history.
You're like, oh, that's what you want? I'm going to go get it for myself.
And I don't even want it, so who did it help? No one got fucked.
The listeners of this podcast.
Yeah. You guys all got to come to me one day. Come with me one day to Jamaica. You guys all got to come on me one day. You guys got to all come in me one day.
I was just trying to understand. Sure. Make a date.
Come to you for what?
It's like, let's touch base in June and we'll figure out a good time.
Anyway, so where did I leave off? The last part of the story. It's not the last part of the vacation, it's just the last thing that's relevant to being a hoe. So there's this huge pool party that happens during Dream Weekend or whatever, right? And last year, we weren't, like, in the pool, but this year we were like, yeah, let's get in the pool. People fuck in that pool, man. Mm. Like, I don't think any of... did some of us, but I don't know.
That's what the chlorine is for.
Right. I just feel like there was so many fluids probably going on. Like, people were probably, like, pissing.
Oh, definitely.
Some shit.
Definitely.
People were drinking, so there might have been vomit happening.
Definitely.
Spit, definitely, because people
absolutely
just spit. It's probably every fluid
yeah
known to man in
yeah
that
I
water.
Get in that water.
I'll never do that ever again.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
I was real drunk, right? So, and the DJ who I had already fucked, who was at that point ignoring my text, sort of, or kind of just like curving me or being like, I'm tired, which is all very valid. He was DJing at that pool. So, but I also felt bad because I was like, how come he don't want me? I don't know why I felt like that. Yeah. just did. And we just went to the bar, and our thing for the entire trip was Ray and Nephew and Ting. And if you're...
I love Ting.
But do you love Ray and Nephew?
I mean, I don't know if I've had that.
Ray and Nephew is the worst possible thing to drink. It's just like, it's Jamaican rum, and it's so fucking strong. There's like a bottle of it in like every Jamaican's house or whatever. And it just smells disgusting, and it's so, so strong. We were mixing that with Ting just to like get drunk fast or whatever. So... I guess it was like a long line at the bar or something like that, but I don't know. I was just like, let me drink this mad fast and let me have another one.
Oh no.
What the fuck else happened
oh,
for that trip?
No.
I don't really know. So what I'm about to tell you is based off of stories that I've
I was not there mentally.
I was not there mentally.
That's the Blair Witch Project.
He was DJing at that pool, so we were just there, and I remember just being like, ooh, let me dance fun and sexy.
I said,
there, like, you know, there's like photographers and stuff like that. I had two huge buns.
Yeah.
One of these are my profile pictures on Facebook, and one of them is on my Instagram. I had two huge buns. Somehow, I saw several pictures where like one bun was up, one was down.
Oh no!
The whole hair had fallen. I really did not want
Sam,
my hair to be in that
no
water. Everything was. Crazy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Everything was zany.
Pictures, your hair is askew.
Yeah. So at some point, it sounds like on, like, the DJ speaker, Samantha Ridley, come see your friend at the DJ booth. That was probably me, right? Because that sounds like my last name. But I don't know.
I just don't know.
I just don't know. Never followed up on it. I just remember a friend was like, wait, is that you, Sam? I was like, oh. I don't even remember. So, at some point, so... My friend's brother, sorry, no. My friend who's dating The guy who she met last year has a brother, and he was interested in my friend Angelina. But this year, okay, I guess they had, like, some subpar sex or something like that, and she just was not interested in associating with him this time around or whatever, and he kept, like, flirting with her throughout the whole vacation. So a couple of times I was just like, yo, leave Angelina alone. Like, she's trying to, like, be a hoe out here, and you're hindering the hoe. We don't like people to hinder the hoe.
Can't hold the hoe back.
So at some point, he was there in the pool, and I remember dancing on him. What I do not remember is screaming into his face for him to fuck me. Or something along those lines.
No.
And the fact that he was totally with it, right? This was all told to me by my friend's boyfriend, who's his brother.
Fuck me into
it. I don't know if I was screaming. I don't know what was happening, but I said that to him. And he was like, or maybe I think that I had asked for a condom, even in my drunken state, but maybe I'm wrong about that. But whatever. So he had one at a pool party. That's kind of weird to me. But he had it. And apparently he was trying to get it on, but it couldn't get on, so we did not fuck. Thank God, because that would be, like, the first time in my life where I wouldn't have remembered having sex with someone. And it's like, whoa, was that weird? I don't know.
It is weird.
So thank God that didn't happen. And then also, like, my friend's boyfriend was kind of just like, leave Sam alone. She's really drunk right now, you know?
Yeah.
So, but then also my friend, Angelina, who I had already taken the large tattooed man away from her, in a sense. This was the guy who she messed with the year before. So she saw me doing whatever the fuck to this guy, and she was like, I'm displeased in Samantha's behavior right now. And I remember the next morning telling Akeem what people told me about myself, and he was like, seems like you're doing a little too much. And I was like, wow, I guess everybody's disappointed in my hoedown. It's never been this low. And then, I don't know, I don't remember anything else from that party. I don't really remember much of any of that happening. But then, the DJ was crossing the street. Everyone was leaving the party, and he was crossing the street. And I was like, there's DJ Carl! He keeps ignoring me! I started running across the street.
Sam, no!
In the traffic!
No! You were just too drunk.
I told you I run after light-skinned guys.
You do run after light-skinned guys when you're drunk.
Revisit episode 2. But yeah, somebody pulled me, thank God, because I could be dead right now. Yeah. I mean, although, like, traffic is very slow moving, like, in that part, there's
but
just, like,
someone's
one road.
Angry.
There's that bitch!
Like, I'm gonna...
There's that bitch! She's gonna
I'm gonna
die
kill
now.
Me a hoe today.
Whatever. One of my friends pulled me back, thank God, for all of my friends, really. And I didn't die. And what I remember after drinking that Ray Nephew is eating very good jerk pork at the place we were staying at.
Okay.
And then vomiting.
Aww.
Or maybe it was the other way around. I don't know.
Vomiting and then eating some really good
stuff. Yeah. I don't know.
Ambiguous.
Exactly. And then I woke up and I was so excited for the party that night because I don't remember what the party that night was, but I bought these like really cool, fun nipple covers that I ended up wearing to the Inner Ho party. Like they were gold stars.
Oh,
and I was
going
to have my tits out. And then I also had dollar bill versions of that. And I was like, yeah. And I woke up and everybody was just not with the shits. Everybody was like tired and very drunk and disgusted by the pool. I had thrown up something. I was okay. So we did not go to that party. And then never met up with him after that. But I remember, I don't have to keep saying I remember. I was sober at the time. In the airport, I had texted him like, sorry I didn't get to say bye, but it was good to see you. And he was like, oh, I didn't know you left yet or whatever. Or he was like, I called you, but you had already left. Next time you're in Jamaica, holler at me. And then I was like, well, next time you're in New York, holler at me. Yeah.
That was an epic-ass story.
Thank you.
When are you going back?
To Jamaica? I don't know. I don't know. Not going to Dream Weekend this year. I did it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, you might want to take a nap.
Yeah.
For that week.
I think next big friend trip will probably be Carnival. But I'm not sure which carnival yet.
I'd like to go. I'm just real scared. I don't like spending money.
Yeah,
but
I don't have any money to spend.
I love to eat food, get drunk, get high,
exactly.
Dance.
The best things.
And eat food. It's really the food and being drunk and high and flirting with people.
Yeah, I love to
making
travel.
Out with people.
It's fine.
that's what traveling is.
I love traveling.
Yeah.
And like learning about the history and the culture and stuff like that.
Yeah,
mostly,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
strange
sure.
dicks. Strange dicks.
Foreign dick. And food. Yeah. And food, yes, Lucas.
Exactly.
Well, I guess that's it for the Inner Ho Uprising.
Yep, hotels.
Those are Sex on the Beach, mm-hmm. or whatever we call it, hotels.
Yeah. Hotels, colon, Sex on the Beach, right?
Please, if you have any questions, concerns, mostly your concerns, just kidding, or commenting
on
your
Sam
own
okay?
Story.
She ought to stop living that kind of lifestyle. I haven't done anything like that in ages.
Oh.
Summer's coming up, though.
Ho season two. So, yeah, you can contact us with your stories and things at ihupodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on Instagram at @slam_pow, on Twitter at @slam_pow, on YouTube at youtube.com/slampowproductions, and on Periscope at @slam_pow.
And on Facebook, Slam Pow Productions.
Ah, fuck.
It's okay.
And I'm Shanika Powell. Mm-hmm. You can find me at, at Shanika Powell on Instagram.
Yep.
And that's about it. Oh, and Snapchat at Vulva Volcano.
Yep.
Or Volcano Vulva.
I think it's Volcano Vulva.
I think it is too.
I'm Sam. You can find me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me at SamAnnerz on Snapchat. Info box below for all that shit. Review us on iTunes, please.
And leave comments on SoundCloud. Send us emails.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Yeah, we'll be back live next week.
Yes.
Leaving now, you off with a little something sexy.
Something wrong. I hold my dick. MJ gone. Our nigga dick. Slap my girl. She called the dicks. I did that time. And spent that dick. I'm heading home. I'm almost there. I'm on my way. Heading up the dick. But to my surprise, a nigga's replacing me. To take him to the ghetto. Dick all of the dick.
Cop dick. Flash dick. Spot dick. Strobe dick. Street dick.
All of the dicks. All of the dick.
Fast dick. Drug
dick.
Thug
dick.
Ride dick. Every dick. All of the dicks.
All of the dicks.
In here, baby. Extra dick. I want y'all to see dick. Turn up the dicks in here, baby. You know what I need. Want you to see every dick. Want you to see all of the dicks.